said, I cannot give you anything updated because it involves the grand jury testimony. Now, that is legitimate, Ron. That is legitimate. I mean, I'm not supposed to be getting that goddamn testimony because I know goddamn well I'm going to give it. Well, you know, and I know I give it to you.
Yeah, I know.
You go ahead, I'm all set.
Oh, they said you called it.
Now, I just wanted to be sure that there was no further hand-ups, and I checked it out with the Justice Department. So go ahead and make your announcement.
Yes, sir.
Rucks is a man that is.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, good.
After this, when you're free, there's
an open session to discuss what you're doing. And you might, pardon me, what did you say?
No, there are two things I should fill you in on, I think, a little later.
Yeah, why don't you? Is it I think I better do it now.
Well, it's not urgent.
Oh, it's nothing.
No.
Are you sure? Because I'm trying to make some decisions here.
No, sir.
Okay, well, then, have you got any more from Dean? You should talk to him.
No, I placed a call to him, and I'm waiting for a call back.
All right. The other thing he told me, and I said, well, when is he going to meet with Dean? When he's going to make it? He said, well, as I've got to tell you, Mr. President, that we haven't made any kind of place with him, but I've got to tell you that I cannot feel that we can ask any longer of you to wait on him. Now you see what he's doing here. It means that they're not coming down. Bob, the problem you've got here is how bad it may be. I'm not referring to you and John, I understand. I'm referring to how bad it may be at the present. God damn it, I've got to take a hard look at that. John's way out is an easy one, directly. Fire Dean.
Well, it also puts you in a position of strength. That's what he's arguing. Anything else puts you in a position of weakness.
Yes, but if you fire Dean, you can be sure Dean is going to fire off like a son of a bitch.
But he hasn't been exactly sitting quietly in his cell.
Right up to now. Fire more. Bob, I still feel that you've got to do the leave absence thing. I just don't think there's an answer, but particularly the way that I discussed it now, you understand? I discussed it, you retain. I know that I didn't ever expect you to walk out of the damn place without a use of your offices and your files and so forth. I didn't, and I don't expect to replace you, to be very frank with you, or John, for that matter.
I have to agree with you, I think. On that, I've tried to make the argument the other way, just because I think, I think it is right to not just go one route. It's to question whether there are alternatives and if they're viable. I just tell you, I on a personal basis, it just isn't realistic to think that I can come, if I stay, if we don't take leaves, then I think the only other way you can go is on a 50-50 work basis. In other words, if we put in 50%. And I can't do that. We get into this stuff, like George Shultz in the staff meetings, when he started talking about something, and I felt like saying, Jesus, and Henry comes in and says the bureaucracy is falling apart, and I my reaction is, fuck the bureaucracy, Henry, let it fall.
It's about time he took a little responsibility, came in to me and said, our actors won't approve by Road and Kim, despite the fact that I wrote a note to him. That's terrible on Roger's part. Roger should, but God damn it to hell.
But the problem is, you won't see that kind of thing. That's where my value is.
I know.
And you can't replace
and I'm not
me with somebody to do that.
I've got to do that myself. Probably.
You're going to have to do it.
That's right.
And that's all. It's too goddamn bad, and it really is.
Maybe
it's a tragic thing you have to do.
Maybe it's just necessary.
But for now, at least it's necessary. And maybe something will evolve. Maybe
also, I may move action to don't turn on stuff.
Well, I think you should.
Something
like that. The other thing I think you should do, without making him in any way White House Chief of Staff or replacing Holland, but I think you should start using Malik as an administrator in the White House.
Where is Malik now?
He's Deputy Director of OMB. That's perfectly logical.
You know where he is.
Absolutely.
And give him the responsibilities. Administrators.
Let me talk to him and go over some of the things that where he can be. I just say, look, Fred, I'm taking leave of absence now, and the president needs some help in some of these areas, and you got to step in and lend
here's
it
the way
in.
I want to handle the main problem. Your problem. I want you and John to take a leave now, and that gives me an opportunity to move on to you. Dean, you know, has put that gun in our head. He says, I'll resign if they resign or something, or push that, you know, that bullshit. I don't want you to put this to John this way, I'm just telling you.
Yeah, I
don't
want comments. Yeah.
The point that I make is, I want to make this one, and then I'm in a position to say to Dean, all right, you got to go away. So, I mean,
well, that goddamn justice thing bothers me. Have to agree with John. I think you're being had by Peterson.
What can I do about it?
I don't know.
Did I tell him that I did not want to see the grand jury testimony?
Well, yeah, but you're not asking for the testimony. You're asking for his evaluation of the charges. But that's...
You're stuck. That's a stonewall there. I cannot. Just pray to God that we live through this thing.
We will.
Live through it, and then I'll do my job at that Justice Department. Don't worry.
We will live through it.
I think we will.
Sure.
You and John will.
No, well, so will you. Live through it. Come out damn well. It's interesting, the internal people that have argued strongly about don't go, which is a hell of a lot of them, incidentally, and sure, in the staff thing, feel that maybe the leave is they see that leave makes sense. The guys at Pershing, who incidentally, I don't know if you want this or not, I think maybe you might, he took a stab at drafting a speech. As he says, it's not, he's got a one bad idea, he thinks he ought to do it to the joint session of Congress, which is absolutely wrong. But, and he also says himself that it's too long. He says, well, you should go for it, and it's only 4 pages. It's about a tenth of what any of your speechwriters would give you. But he says, cut it shorter than this, because he says it ought to be a Gettysburg address. It ought to be damn quick and done. But, and he says, I can't write in the president's style, I know that. So he should not look at it as a draft of a speech, he should look at it as some ideas.
Yeah.
And it's fairly obvious, but he covers the ground, covered, he makes the case pretty well.
All right, good, Bob, give it to me.
So that,
what does he say about me?
He says, I guess, and he puts it in the speech. Now, he admits that's wrong, too, because it should be done before. He said, this period is a difficult one. The charges against individuals within this administration are serious charges. During this period, there may be those on my staff who feel that their time must be spent arranging their defense as charges are made against them. If that time takes them away from their official duties, I'll grant those members of my staff leaves of absence. These leaves will automatically be turned into termination if the circumstances so warrant. I mean, he's taking a hard, it's a hard-line speech. But it's...
Bob, we need to make a move. We really have to. That's it. We've got to move so that we aren't. I mean, if Ray goes, and they'll say, you know what I mean? I think, I just think you and John, gosh, it kills me. It's like cutting off both of my arms.
Oh, yeah,
two balls.
You know
what I mean? But I just know it's right. I just know that.
We've got it. You can't.
And let's do it and decide it. And if it's, we at least have done something.
If it was wrong, then it was wrong. Well, I have to agree. If we can work it on a way, and I realize this makes it less valuable, but the public doesn't know whether we still come into our office or not, whether we have an office, and we wouldn't be in all the time.
No, no, no. point is if you come in, somebody will say you're not, yes, you're having to work out your papers and so forth, collecting things together.
And for that matter, you're going to need to talk to us some. Some of these things come, you know, the new stuff comes up, I think you're going to need some.
Right.
Some input. And I think you have, if it's established that we're around here, it isn't odd if we're here. If we haven't come roaring in, we'll get spotted. They'll tell us. I've got a apparently now I've got in my head. Sits outside my house all night. And we just know that there's a bucket of turds that they're gonna keep lobbing out day after day, and we gotta. Also, if we're on a leave, we can do some public stuff that we can't do as staff members. I think we can.
Right.
I think we can make some statements on things and put them out. I think
everybody else is.
Right now, if I make a statement, it'll get them good play. I got to weigh that damn carefully as to what.
Weigh carefully what you say, and also weigh the deep thing. I don't know what the credit of being. Whatever Dean has, he's going to use anyway. Be sure that he's going to give you the credit. And all he's got, as far as the president is concerned, is that goddamn conversation the 21st, and I don't know why that worries me, but...
You know, Larry reminded me of something that I had totally forgotten. He said he told me at the time. But it's kind of fascinating in the context of all this. He said, Jesus, you know, he said, I told you, and you didn't pay any attention, and I should have pushed harder on him. But... At the time Dean was up on the mountain, he talked to Larry at some point, called him on something. Larry said, how's it coming? He gave the report written. And Dean said, no, can't do a damn thing on the report, but I've got 60 pages of working out my own defense, and it's beautiful. That's what he was doing.
Come back to that conversation.
You can live with that conversation.
And a trump card.
You can mosey
at it. Mosey at a recorder on it.
I was just going to say, that's the almost unbelievable, but in this case you got to admit even the totally unbelievable as possible. If he did, you can live with that. It's going to be damn tough, but that is survivable. And that's the absolute bedrock on the very worst.
Because we say then that that was the purpose of that was to try to get him to draw out this thing. Right?
If he does that, then you have no more compunctions about destroying him. So you go all out on a total basis to destroy him. Which should be done anyway, but you can't be able to. Not because of the merits of it, the merit of it is there, but because of the.
What have you done?
I don't think.
Well, there you know the conversation ourselves.
That's right.
There's some bad parts and there's some good parts.
Okay. But you got to look at it in its overall and in the context of when it was and under what purpose and what you were trying to accomplish. And, as pointed out, the threat and the discussion of the threat there had nothing to do with the war.
I mean, the
Hunt threat.
Yep. It had to do with keeping him quiet.
Had to do with keeping quiet on the national security matter.
Yeah, we can't do that. I don't think it's working. But on the other hand, we weren't going to do it. When we came through the conversation, particularly you came to that last part, it seemed to be quite clear that we didn't I say at one point that it would be wrong or what
yeah.
It was that I don't read about this one.
You did.
Or how did I say it? I'll just try to give it to Kevin.
Just check the room. Because it's the map that was there. Get rid of this.
accepted. And Dean, now I can buy it, is that right? And then Mitchell said, well, I guess it's taken care of.
That's my recollection.
Oh, Bob, no use for us to cover ourselves with that stuff, but you know the whole conversation now. Keep it to ourselves. God, can't fight it all the time. I don't consider it to be a conversation piece of paranoia. You know what I mean?
No.
Why don't you say it? Because you live there with my mind. Here I was talking to this fellow, and he was suggesting I've got to pay him off. And I said, well, we can get 120. And maybe it's very important to do that. And, well, we can get $1 million. How do we get it to him? Maybe the Cubans can get it to him. And he talked to Mitchell, and Mitchell talked to the Greek bearing gifts.
And that's it. You're finding out all kinds of things there. You're finding out what they're doing, who's doing it, what means they're using to do it. And all this is brand new to you. This, he's lobbed onto you, and this is one little item in it. A whole ton of stuff that you ask questions about, smoked out. Where does this mean? What do you mean by that? Where does it lead? What would you do about that?
What are our options? That's the last we discussed options, didn't we? I said, but tell the truth,
yeah.
And, or you could let me get the facts. Didn't I say 2 or 3 times, let's get the facts out?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we sent you back to the mountain for.
We got that. I'll tell you, that you saying get the facts out is just, you know, comes up all the time. You gotta go the other way.
What's the other way?
That way.
Next speech.
Yeah.
You go.
Me and Dr. John?
Yes. Taylor, come back in, I'll be brief.
No, he's not breathing.
We have tension.